And you did talk about there's a new woman that they'd like to have the support of the people for, and her name is Linda Bulder. They've asked her to step up. She's Lakota, and she's very respectful to the elders. She listens to them and does what they ask, and so she's asking for support for her, for Linda Bulder. She's also said some things about there's just a lot of corruption that she noticed, that she, Deborah Cook of the council, I guess, has been reinstated, even though she pulled a gun, apparently, upon the elders during the occupation, but apparently she's being reinstated. So how does a woman who's abusing the elders get reinstated? You know, something's really wrong with the system when something like that happens, and people need to stand up and make sure that these kind of things don't happen. We need to protect our elders. You know, she said that there's bootlegging and drug dealing going on out of the elderly building, and that most of the council is supporting this, and she doesn't feel safe. Most of the elders don't feel safe around the council. There was health code violations out of the elderly building, rot food, unfit equipment, broken smoke alarm. The protesters spent hours cleaning up the building. And she said they need new food, new cooks, updated equipment, and a clean building. Also, there's someone who had collected 26 to 27 notarized complaints of the abuse that was going on in the elderly building, but they've disappeared. And so this is another issue that's going on. There's a lot of evidence that was collected on the abuse that was going on, and it all seems to be disappearing. So that there's not, people are trying to keep this evidence away so there's no backing in court for this, so that there can't be a change made. But she does think that with the evidence that is, that's been presented, that we have enough information. So hold on just one moment, please. She also said that we need to find out how our taxpayers' money is being spent. All of this, the taxpayers out there, the entire public, is responsible for what's going on with this occupation, because all of their money is going to be being given towards these programs, and then the funding is being misappropriated, is being given out to people who aren't elders, who don't have anything to do with the program, and it's going towards drugs and alcohol, and the elders aren't getting taken care of. So we need to raise public attention on that and make the taxpayers aware and accountable for what's going on here. Part of everybody's responsibility to stand up for this. And she said that she had gotten kicked out of her house for her involvement with this occupation. They even went so far as to put hair ties on the back and front doors of her home. She had to give up her grandson because of this, all because she's just standing up for human rights. There's a lot of internal corruption. The president of the tribe is associated with drug dealers. So it's time for people to realize what's going on and to ask questions. And a lot of the things that's going on when people say bad things about Strongheart, you know, Strongheart was there for the elders, was there for their protection. And it's one of the things that we know that happens throughout the history of time, if you look through whenever someone stands up and they have a strong voice and they know the truth, it's going to be a lot of people who say things about them that aren't true to try to take away from their validity. But if you look for yourself and really look through what happened, Strongheart was there, and Strongheart was asked to be there, and the grandmother still supports Strongheart. That's kind of a wrap-up of everything that I have on what Auntie said about the council meeting. So...